We're starting a new series today called After Easter. Of course, we just wrapped up the Easter season. We looked at the trials that Jesus went through. We looked at the struggles. And now we enter in this time where Jesus has come back from the dead. The ladies have seen him. The guys have run and seen an empty tomb. But not everyone's seen him. Not everyone has actually interacted with Jesus back from the dead. And so we're going to see how the disciples are dealing with this time as they wrestle with what they're hearing and what Jesus taught them. And how do they get through this time? How do they step into this new season that they have now entered into? Wow. And so often this happens to us, right? We talked about how as we entered into Easter, it was see the victory, see the win that we're going to have. Well, Jesus has won the battle, right? In Jesus' death, he paid for our sins. In Jesus coming back from the dead, he has conquered death and he's conquered the grave, and now we have victory. But all too often, the victory doesn't mean the battle's over. It doesn't mean that easy street has come and we can just And I've seen this all too often when people have overcome addiction, they've overcome, they've renewed a relationship, they've met, and then struggle comes, and the temptations come, and the hardships come. And they're like, why? We just had this great victory. We just overcome this scenario. Why am I going through this hard time? Why am I still struggling with this thing that I thought I had victory over? And as we're going to see the disciples wrestle through it, I think we can take something from it too, knowing that, yes, the victory is won, but there's still a battle to be fought. There's still a struggle that has to be overcome. There's still something that needs to happen in our lives. And we're going to start with a story called The Road to Emmaus. And in the story, we're going to meet two disciples who are wrestling with this new reality that Jesus has come back from the dead, but they haven't seen him yet. And so we're going to dive in at Luke, in the Gospel of Luke. This is what we read. Now that same day, two of them were on their way to a village called Emmaus, which was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. Together they were discussing everything that had taken place. And while they were discussing and arguing, Jesus himself came near and began to walk along with them. But they were prevented from recognizing him. Then he asked them, "What is this dispute that you're having with each other as you are walking?" And they stopped walking and looked discouraged. So these guys are walking, and they're talking about the events. They're talking about what's all gone on. And Jesus comes along and asks them, "What are you talking about? What's going on?" And we learn two things about these disciples. They are arguing with each other, and they are discouraged. And we get there, right? We understand what it's like to be discouraged. We understand what it's like to be down. And all too often, discouragement and argument go hand in hand. We see that in our own lives, right? We get discouraged and we just start arguing with people for no reason. We may completely agree with each other. We may see eye to eye completely on what's going on, but we are discouraged, we are down, and we just start arguing, sometimes for the sake of arguing. We've been, especially in this time of quarantine and isolation, the peace is starting to run out, the friction is starting to mount, and we argue for what apparently seems like no reason. We get discouraged. We start fighting. And these disciples are so discouraged that they don't even recognize the fact that it's Jesus walking with them. They don't even recognize the fact that Jesus has come into the picture and is talking to them and is interacting with them. And we know what this is like. We, like I said, we experienced the victory. We've overcome something in our lives. Maybe we've surrendered our life to Jesus, or we've been baptized, or we've overcome an addiction. And all of a sudden, when we expected it to just be easy street because we've done it, we've did the hard work, and we overcome, we just expect it to be easy from there on out, but it's not. It gets harder, and the temptation changes, and the pressures change, and discouragement starts to set in. And so the question is, how do we overcome this discouragement? How do we conquer this time where we feel down and darkness has come, and what are we going to do? Well, this is how Jesus comes into the picture, and he helps these disciples. He starts by opening up. This is what we read. The one named Cleopas answered him, "Are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that happened there in these days?" Oh my gosh. "What things?" he asked them. So they said to him, "The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who is a prophet, powerful in action and speech before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we were hoping that he was the one who was about to redeem Israel. Besides all of this, it's the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some women from our group astounded us. They arrived early at the tomb, and when they didn't find his body, they came and reported that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they didn't see him." The disciples open up to Jesus, and they're like, this is what's going on. Okay? Cleopas is indignant. He's like, where have you been? Like, you've been in a hole? The guy that we've been following, Jesus of Nazareth, who is supposed to be the Messiah, is dead. And he is supposed to redeem Israel. He's supposed to chase out the Romans. He's discouraged. He's frustrated. And now he's venting, and he's getting it all out there. And his frustration has gotten him to the point where now he was there when the women came back and said that the body is gone and we've seen angels, and said that Jesus is gone. And depending on which story you read, it says that the women actually saw Jesus. Now, this would have been tough for the guys, because in those days, women weren't really regarded as having an opinion. They didn't have status. And so it would have been tough for them to accept the fact that Jesus appeared to a woman instead of appearing to the men, especially because the men went and didn't see anything. So you can see Cleopas and his buddy are really struggling with this, but they've opened up, and he's vented, and he has revealed the source of the discouragement. And I think that this is such an important step for us when we're discouraged and we're feeling down. Because so often we internalize it, we keep it to ourselves, and we don't even realize we're getting discouraged. Or we don't even know why we're discouraged. And so we don't talk about it. And yet God comes into the picture, the same way Jesus comes alongside these disciples, and he wants us to open up. And maybe we don't open up because we know that God already knows all the details. God already knows what's going on, so why would I open up to him? It's not new information. In the same way, Jesus already knew what happened. It all happened to him. The disciples weren't giving him any new information. He already knew. But the opening up isn't for God's sake, it's for our sake. And God loves us enough that he comes into the situation and he wants us to just pour our heart out. And it's when we vocalize, it's when we open up, it's when we get this stuff off our chest that we start to realize what's actually causing the discouragement. I think sometimes when we are thinking about it and mulling on it too much, we come to the wrong conclusions and we start thinking that this is the thing that's discouraging us, when in fact there's something deeper or something completely unrelated. And maybe it's not opening up to God that we need to do. Maybe we need to find someone that we trust and somebody that we respect and somebody whose wisdom we want to glean from, and we open up to them and just pour it all out to them, saying, this is what's going on. This is my frustration. I don't even know why I'm discouraged, but I started feeling it about here, and this is what was going on. The Apostle James says that it's when we confess to one another that healing starts to take place. So God comes into the picture, or somebody that we trust, a mentor, a family member, your pastor, whoever, comes into the situation and allows us to open up and just bear our all. And this starts the process of us overcoming discouragement. So the disciples are walking with Jesus and they open up. And this is how Jesus responds. He responds by taking them back to the truth, taking them back to the Word. The story says, he said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all the prophets have spoken. Wasn't it necessary for the Messiah to suffer these things and enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted for them the things concerning himself in all the scripture." Jesus says, "You goofballs, you are completely missing a major part of what the scripture says. You're missing a big part of what he taught them. He told them he was going to suffer. He told them they were going to die. But they missed that. They disregarded it. They only held on to the stuff that they wanted, and they only had half the picture. They only had the part that they liked, and when that half didn't come about, now they're discouraged, now they're frustrated, and Jesus has to come into this situation and be like, listen, here's the whole picture. Here's the gaps that need to be filled in your life. Here's the truth that you are missing. And this idea of half-truths and conspiracy theories and everything that's getting spread around on social media is feeding the frustration that some of us are already experiencing in our homes. Because we are not going and fact-checking, or we're not going and finding out all the facts. We're just taking Aunt Ida's Facebook post and resharing it because if Aunt Ida shared it, it's got to be true. We're not going to the sources, and we're not going to the right sources. We're just going to the ones that maybe we like, or the ones that we... And this has become a criticism of the church in this time, because we are supposed to be people of truth. We're supposed to be... Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." John says that Jesus came in truth and grace. We need to be people who advocate for the truth, the fact, the real story. And whether that starts with us getting into Scripture and knowing all of Scripture, right? We've talked lots about the fact that if you are quarantined and you can't be out and about, get into your Word, get to know that Word, because the more you are founded, the more you are secure in what God has written to each and every one of us, the bolder we become and the less prone we are to discouragement. The less prone we are to frustration, the less prone we are to not experience the victory that Jesus has won for us. We need to be people of the truth. Paul tells us that we need to live peaceably with everyone as much as it is possible with us. That means we don't go on social media and post something controversial just to see if we can get a rise out of people. We need to be peaceable. We need to be advocates of the truth. And if you want to post about something that is totally controversial and both sides have valid arguments, here's my piece of advice. Don't do it. Just stay away from it. Do not cause conflict. Do not cause more frustration. Do not add to what's already going on. Get online, share the truth, share joy, share God's love, share God's peace. allow the Holy Spirit to lead you into what needs to be said and what needs to be shared. Because we, as disciples of Christ, we are people of truth. You want to overcome discouragement? You want to figure out how to overcome that temptation or that struggle? Get into the truth and allow Holy Spirit to lead you to the verses that need to be in your heart to overcome. Allow Holy Spirit to open up God's treasure house of wisdom and knowledge and soak into your being and become confident in the word that God has given us. God has given us everything we need to overcome this world in His Bible, in His scripture. Get into it. Be founded on it. We need to open up. We need to get into the truth. Number three, we need to get back on mission. This is what we read in the story. They came near the village where they were going, and he gave the impression that he was going farther. But they urged him, "Stay with us, because it's almost evening, and now the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. It was as he reclined at the table with them that he took the bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were open, and they recognized him, but he disappeared from their sight. They said to each other, "Weren't our hearts burning within us while he was talking with us on the road and explaining the scriptures to us?" That very hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem. They found the 11 and those with them gathered together, who said, "The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon." Then they began to describe what had happened on the road and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The disciples have this really interesting encounter with Jesus. This whole time, Jesus has opened the Old Testament, which was their scripture at the time, and shown all the prophecy and all the truth about the fact that, yes, the Messiah was going to be a conqueror, but he was also going to be a suffering servant. He was going to be the lamb that was being led to the slaughter. And all this time, they don't recognize him. All this time, that says that it was burning in their heart. It was stirring in them, but they didn't recognize him. And then in this moment, when he breaks the bread, as he did at the last meal they shared together, all of a sudden their eyes were open and they were like, "Oh, it's Jesus," and he disappears. But the really interesting thing is, now they've been picked out of this discouragement. They've been encouraged. They've been filled with the truth. And what's the first thing they do? They get back to Jerusalem. Some authors say that the reason these disciples were leaving Jerusalem is because they were running away. They couldn't go far because it must have been the Sabbath, because it says that Emmaus was a Sabbath day walk. So whether that was their home or they were just trying to get out of the city, but they're running away. And this happens when we get discouraged. This happens when we don't have all the answers. This happens when we're not founded in God's truth. We run away from what God has called us to. We run away from God's mission because we're discouraged, because we're down. We don't feel like we're up to the task right now, and so we just walk away. And Jesus comes into the situation, and he gives them exactly what they need. He answers all the questions that they need to be answered. And what's the first thing they do once they're encouraged? They get back to Jerusalem. They get back to where they're supposed to be, and they get back to doing what Jesus had taught them to do, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. They get back to the disciples and be like, "This is what happened. This is so cool." And they encourage the disciples. They encourage everybody else to get back on mission. And this happens to us. We get discouraged. We get down in our heart. We get whatever is going on, and we just pull out of what God has called us to do. It is the weapon the enemy uses to make sure we are not being effective in what God has called us to be and to reach the people that God has called us to reach. Don't stay in the discouragement. Don't stay in this argumentative, mission-avoiding place, but instead open up, get back into God's word, get back into his truth, get into his presence, pray, let Holy Spirit speak to you. Let Jesus said that man lives on the word, every word that comes from the mouth of God. That means not just the ones that are written, but the ones that God wants to speak into your life fresh today. God has a new word he wants to instill in you and encourage you with. It is new every day. Meditate in his presence. Meditate on his word. Get back to the truth, and then get back on mission. And maybe you've opened up. Maybe you've gotten to the truth, but you're still feeling discouraged. Discouragement is not a disqualifier from being on mission. Mission can actually help you get out of the discouragement. Because as you help others and as you speak life into, or you do what God has called you to do, it gives you life, it gives you encouragement, and it will pick you up out of this space that you are currently in. These two disciples started the story very discouraged, running away from the problem, only having half the picture. And by the end of it, their questions were answered, the story was completed, and Jesus got them back doing what he had called them to do. And Jesus wants to do that for you today. If you're feeling discouraged today, God wants to pick you out of the discouragement. He's giving you all the tools you need to get out of it. And he needs you to get back on mission, because when you are living in your purpose and in step with what the Spirit has called you to, you will find life, you will find joy, you'll find peace, you'll find everything you need to get out of that funk. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the victory that you won on the cross, Lord Jesus. I thank you that you didn't stay dead, but you came back to life and showed that you not only conquered sin, but you conquered death. I thank you that no matter what we're going through, no matter what the trials or the struggles we experience, we can come to you and find victory. But God, may we not forget that just because we have victory doesn't mean that the battle's over. There's still some fighting needs to be done. There's still struggle coming our way. And I pray, God, in those moments we get discouraged, that we would run to you, or we would run to those that we trust. We'd open up about what's getting us down. We'd get back into your truth of your word. And we get back on mission, serving you and finding the fulfillment that is found only when we're walking in step with you. Jesus, we love you. Give you all our praise and thanks. Be with us today and help us move in step with the things that you've called us to. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.